This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This week, President Bush called attention to some successes in the effort to stop the spread of nuclear weapons around the world. The president visited the Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee. That's the new home of nuclear equipment recently handed over by Libya. The president spoke of a success, the exposure of a Pakistani nuclear scientist.
Today, the AQCON network is out of business. We have ended one of the most dangerous sources of proliferation in the world, and the American people are safer.
Now, the administration's overall record on proliferation is complicated. We got a critique of that record from Matthew Bunn. He's a senior research associate at Harvard's John F. Kennedy School of Government. He says the Bush administration deserves credit for going after AQCON, but the job isn't finished.
The president was wrong in saying that that network is definitely now out of business. AQCON himself is out of business, but those who are working on closing down that network are unanimous, at least those I've spoken with, in their belief that the centrifuge plans for making enriched uranium for nuclear weapons that the network was peddling are still out there in the hands of middlemen that we haven't been able to identify yet. There is serious concern that there may, in fact, still even be a workshop producing more parts. Many of the participants in that network are still walking free in various countries around the world.
What's happening in Russia with nuclear materials in Russia?
Well, unfortunately, it continues to be slow going to secure the nuclear stockpiles, not only in Russia, but in other places where nuclear materials are vulnerable. The amount of material that is under comprehensive security upgrades funded by the United States is still less than one quarter of the potentially vulnerable nuclear bomb material. And this is because a huge number of bureaucratic and political obstacles have been allowed to fester. Unfortunately, President Bush has allowed summit after summit with Russian President Putin to go by without serious action to sweep aside obstacles relating to secrecy and access to sensitive sites. There's a wide range of these things that really require presidential action to push aside the obstacles because they stretch across agencies, both in Washington and in Moscow, and that sustained presidential leadership has just not been forthcoming.
Just the other day, as you know, the president was at the Oak Ridge Laboratory, and he was there to look at materials that had been turned over by Libya. Should Libya count as a non-proliferation success?
Absolutely, Libya should count as a non-proliferation success. They clearly and verifiably gave up a secret nuclear weapons program and their chemical programs as well. I think the Bush administration deserves credit for effective diplomacy in completing a bipartisan effort that had gone on over a number of years. Libya had first offered to give up its WMD in the Clinton years, and the Bush team did, in the case of Libya, what they should have been doing in the cases of North Korea and Iran, which is seriously engaging with the regime and making clear the benefits that the regime would get if it did what was in America's interests for it to do.
What could the Bush administration have done differently in North Korea?
First of all, the Bush team failed, unlike the Clinton team, to draw red lines that the North Koreans should not cross, and essentially sat back and watched while the North Koreans kicked out international inspectors, withdrew from the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, reprocessed enough plutonium for 6 to 8 bombs, took that plutonium Lord knows where, and announced publicly that they were making nuclear bombs, all with essentially no action by the United States. Secondly, the Bush team, for years, while talking tough, failed to engage, failed to offer anything to the North Korean regime that would make it in that regime's interest to give up its nuclear weapons program in a verifiable way. Obviously, any deal with a regime that has so consistently cheated on its past commitments would have to be designed so that any benefits that were given in return for their doing what we wanted could be taken away if they reneged on the deal.
The Clinton administration believed it had reached such a deal in the 1990s, and it didn't last.
Well, that's true, but it bought us 8 years, and that is, in nonproliferation terms, a long time. Stopping the spread of nuclear weapons is all about buying time until regimes change or until aspirations for the bomb change. And that has worked amazingly well over the years. The global effort to stem the spread of nuclear weapons is in deep trouble. But there's still a chance, not necessarily a good chance, but a chance to keep this nuclear genie bottled up to the extent that it is.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Matthew Bunn worked on non-proliferation issues in the Clinton administration.